Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Welcome back to the Jennifer and Jay Show. Jennifer Blum here. Counselor Kanzler has been in court this morning, but he will be joining us in our second hour. I'm so happy to know. When I was at the gym this morning, I forgot to say hi to the mayor of Richmond Heights. Hi, Mayor. We missed you for a couple of days. Nancy Schnobelin-Ims is with us from Polished to talk about gym etiquette. Nancy, so good to see you.
It's always good to see you, Jennifer. Thank you.
This is close to my heart because so many people do not observe good manners in the gym, and they're bigger than I am, and I'm afraid to say anything.
Right. Well, and it's, you know, they're little things, but they're thoughtful. They're thoughtful things that we should keep in mind when we're working out. So, for example, everybody knows, you know, we're there for our quiet time, and we want to focus, whether it's, you know, cardio or weights, just to be mindful of the quiet time. Some people have their headsets on.
They do.
And the music is blaring, or they're chatting with a fellow exerciser. Again, it's okay, but just be thoughtful about it. People sometimes want to just have a little veg time or me time, if you will.
Well, I may be guilty because I've stalked a few people at a gym when I see their workout and I like it.
I know. Well, shucks. But it's just, again, I mean, I can't imagine you being rude, Jennifer, because you're always so
I'm polite. A polite stalker.
Sorry, you are.
You say if you're sick, stay home.
Stay home. You know, we're getting out of the flu season, knock on wood, but people get, you know, colds and stuff, and you're holding on to handrails and using weights and whatnot. Do your walk outside or perhaps your squats or lunges at home. You know, just be respectful of that as well.
Now, one day my best friend told me, and I really, I followed this rule, but we were in the car to drive to the gym, and she said, may I give you some feedback? It's like 5:15 in the morning. I'm
Uh-oh.
Like, sure. And she said, no cologne in the gym.
Some people have allergies, believe it or not. In the workplace, they're banning cologne and perfume. You know, if you didn't get your shower in and you're going to take it after your workout, hopefully.
Which is most people.
Right. Just use the good old Dove soap or Ivory soap. You know, ditch the perfume and cologne because people do. They react differently and it can kind of permeate throughout the area. So just, again, I'm going to use the word mindful of that.
I used to work with someone who had so many allergies, and we did all learn.
Yes.
Like, we just stopped wearing cologne because it was so hard on her.
Right, and it's and who would wear it at a gym? But people do.
Yeah.
And I hate to say this, too, your body odor. Sometimes you don't realize that you're sweating and it's emitting throughout your workout clothes and whatnot. So,
but that's the thing. Like, if you eat garlic the night before, or I used to, a trainer once told me that he could smell Chardonnay.
I know, boy.
Walk into a spinning class of women and know that they all drank Chardonnay the night before.
Well, good for them for showing up to the gym class, I tell you.
Okay, you say keep unsolicited workout to yourself. What does that mean?
Well, you know, oftentimes people go in and they just want to do the treadmill, and they have it at their – everybody has it their own gig or their own process. And then sometimes somebody will come in and say, hey, you know, you should do it a little faster or elevate or, you know, you're not using the dumbbells correctly. Or did you know that you could hurt yourself? Again, unless you're a professional trainer, you know, that and you want to protect them from getting injured, that's one thing. But if you're just a fellow exerciser, let's just mind our manners and let everybody do their own thing.
Don't use the water fountain to refill your giant 64-ounce bottle.
Your big gulp. Well, we all are thirsty after a good, solid workout. And some people have their water bottles, as they should, and they're just, you know, letting it fill. And people are waiting patiently. So if it's a big bottle, just step to the right. Let that person take a gulp or two and then be on your way. And also, a little thing like this that people don't realize, just putting your water bottle near the water spigot, there could be germs from your cold or whatnot. You know, just – again, be careful about filling up that water bottle. Don't spread the germs.
And I know we're all supposed to clean off the machines at my gym. Their spray and paper towels.
Yes. And that's just a given. And people, I think, are pretty good about that today.
Mm-hmm, I do, too.
People seem to be doing that on a regular basis, which is a good thing. I mean, even at the grocery store with the carts, people are doing that more and more. So, yes, just clean off your equipment when you're finished and allow that next person. And having said that, a lot of people go during their lunch hour or first thing in the morning before they head to work, or they'll do it after work. Those are those peak workout times. And you're on the treadmill or the elliptical or a certain machine, be mindful of that 30-minute, you know, expiration time, if you will, because people want to use it as right. well. And it's just crowded. And also, you know, there's all these classes, Orange Theory and 24-hour fitness, all these like cycling or whatnot. If you register, sign up to attend the class, and then you bag it, you're preventing somebody else from not going. So just, again, be courteous. You know, I can't make it, and there's a wait list, then that other person could go. So these cycling classes have become so popular that people get mad if they sign up and their bike is being used, mm-hmm. for example.
But it's first come, first serve. Unless a lot of places.
Right, right. Unless you have to sign up for a class if there's limited space.
Do you want to hear the grossest thing in the world? Speaking Uh-oh. Of cycling classes, I really probably shouldn't even say
okay,
that.
Okay, wait a minute. They're not spitting up Chardonnay, are they?
Close.
Oh, my God.
Close. That is so disgusting.
I know.
The bikes are so close together. And people are spitting. Are you kidding me?
I know. And it's... I guess they don't even realize they're doing it, Jennifer.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
I know the lights are out, but
okay.
That is gross.
Yes, yes. Well, I have to tell you, I was talking to my daughter, who's an avid workout fiend, and actually she's 38 weeks pregnant, and she still goes faithfully. I'm like, Mara. But anyway, I was asking her, I said, now, Mara, you know, you're a millennial. What do you expect in terms of gym etiquette? And she said, Mom, you know, one of the biggest pet peeves that I find, and my peers also suggest, is that if you're using those dumbbells or weights and mm-hmm. you go to another area, perhaps less crowded, put them back where they belong because other people will want to use them. So it's, again, just – it's not rocket science, right? It's just your, you know, pick up after yourself, so to speak, your gym bag, if that's laying in your way. You know, you don't want anybody falling over that.
Right.
So.
And what about appropriate dress? Now, this changes from
okay.
gym to gym.
Yes, yes. I mean, who doesn't love Lululemons, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're – in talking to my daughter, and she said, Mom, don't stare either, because some of these outfits are...
How can you not?
I know, and especially if they have the best toned body.
Right.
Or, you know, as women, we just do that as a way to empower ourselves and motivate ourselves to even want to work out so you can look like that. But no, be mindful of what you're wearing. If it's too tight, then that may restrict your exercising, right?
But Nancy, one of my colleagues here said that his girlfriend took him to a hot yoga class. And, you know, the yoga mats are very close together and people are half naked. And my male colleague said, you know what? I'm not going back. I can't handle it.
I know. I'm so old-fashioned.
Downward dog, a great-looking woman right in front of me,
half-dressed. Oh, my gosh. I know.
How am I supposed to be a polite man?
Right. Whatever happened to those T-shirts that we win or what we get and you wear those to the gym? No, nobody wears T-shirts anymore. They wear the proper fitted...
I'm glad at my gym we can all dress like however we want.
Right,
it's not
right,
very fancy.
Right. But no, trainers will say, you know, don't wear too baggy clothes either because, you know, sometimes you can get caught in the machines and it could be an accident. You know, that weight that you're trying to release is stuck into your jogging pants, if you will. So it does happen.
Ethan, do you go to the gym? Speaking of millennials.
I usually try to run outside or on a treadmill that. It's at my parents' house. They have a treadmill. I try to go over there and run as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. And people like that. You're outside. You're distracted by the birds and not so much the TV show in front of you at the gym or the music you're listening to. So mm-hmm. I like that.
So I think we have it covered. Nancy Schnobelin-Ims from Polished. Good etiquette at the gym. I hope you all practice it. And what if somebody isn't and you want to work in? How would you approach a big, beefy guy who's bogarting a machine?
Oh, boy.
What would you suggest I say?
You could polite. Everything's about kindness, right, Jennifer, mm-hmm. as you know. You just say, excuse me, I'm interested in using this piece of equipment. So when you're finished, just you know, kind of give me a wave or something. So he knows that there's other people in line waiting to, and his 30 minutes is up. You know, get your little iPhone out there and bing, 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 bing.
I will try that.
There you
Nancy,
go.
So good to see you.
Good
we'll
to see you,
next
Jennifer.
Time.
That sounds great.
You're listening to KTRS, the Big 550.